This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Paul Zeiss Show.
I love it. A little Zeiss in the morning. Do you
remember? It is the first day of September.
Oh, nice.
Shoot. Did you know that, Crowley?
No, I didn't know it's the first day of September.
And it means it's football. Officially football.
I don't mean to hijack your segment.
No, you're good.
This song just got me jacked up.
Oh, I'm so excited. I listened to it three times this morning. On my way in. And partly because, you know, September, Earth, Wind, and Fire, meant to get you excited and very happy. Something that got me very excited and very happy was listening to Kyle Brandt. Kyle Brandt is on Good Morning Football. You've probably heard of him. He was talking about our good pal, Kenny Pickett, and who are the top breakout candidates in the NFL this season? Well, guess who's number one?
The number one breakout player in the NFL for the 2023 season. Kenny Pickett.
Hey!
I'm going Kenny Pickett. Wow. I'm going quarterback Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Kenny Pickett is going to have the season where we're like, oh snap, 19 teams passed on Kenny Pickett and they let the Steelers get him at number 20. He's been great in the preseason. He finished last year so well. I feel like everyone was sort of overlooking the Steelers at the end because they were so far back, and then they started rattling off win after win after win. And after a rough start to his career, Kenny Pickett settled down and won big game after big game in the fourth quarter. He had multiple game-winning plays, game-winning passes, and you look at that offense around him, such youth. Deontay Johnson and George Pickens on the outside. Freiermuth at tight end.
Yep.
Then you've got Najee and now this Jalen Warren, who is another great running back behind him. And they played in the preseason, and we got a glimpse. All five drives in the preseason, Kenny Pickett scored touchdowns. Kenny Pickett is going to have a breakout year. And by breakout year, am I saying he's going to be an all-pro? It's not entirely impossible, but I'm saying he's going to be a guy that we're talking about as one of those young quarterbacks in the same conversation as Trevor Lawrence, same conversation as Justin Fields, same conversation as whoever else you want who's under the age of 30. I think that this young man is the QB1 for the Pittsburgh Steelers and is going to give the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Cleveland Browns hell this season.
Well, that makes you want to run through a brick wall, huh? I mean, Peter Schrager has talked, he's well connected, well respected throughout the NFL, talks to a lot of executives, GMs. And I'm sure that if he's saying this, that's probably the thought process of a lot of people throughout the league as well. Kenny Pickett is on the doorstep, perfect passer rating, two touchdowns, no interceptions, 200 yards in the preseason in three games, and five drives and five touchdowns. We can't undersell it. Did anybody else in the NFL do that? I don't think so. The way that the national media and the national narrative has continued to shift about Kenny Pickett. You know, you hear comparisons. Some people even this season have said, okay, can he be Kirk Cousins? Can he be Dak Prescott? I don't like those comparisons because Dak Prescott, for me, is just average. He's mid. He is one of those middle-tier quarterbacks. Maybe you put him like right at 15th overall. Those are not guys that win you playoff games. Maybe one in the playoffs. They get you out of the wild card round. They get you to the divisional. They might occasionally knock on the door of a conference championship. But Dallas is not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. Let's not kid ourselves. unless they continue to just surround him with all kind of weapons. And it would have been the best chance for Dallas to do so a couple of years ago. They've had those weapons. They're gone. When they had CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, both Zeke Elliott still in his prime, and Tony Pollard. A defense with guys who were younger at the time. You had Byron Jones. You had a more healthy Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. And now, I mean, Dallas is just, they're there. I mean, they're still going to be competitive. Look at the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins. My thought of Kirk Cousins has been significantly enhanced because of the documentary Quarterback. But is Kirk Cousins going to win a Super Bowl? I don't think so. But when I hear Trevor Lawrence, a former number one overall pick, if he wasn't playing in Jacksonville, I think a lot of people would think a lot higher of Lawrence. But he took that incredibly bad organization that was only good 1 year, the year that Blake Bortles, of all people, knocked off the Steelers at home in the playoffs in the 2017 divisional, where the Steelers had to score a gajillion points just to come back. Seems like a common trend in Steelers playoff games of late, that in the Cleveland playoff game, disaster in 2020. That Trevor Lawrence, at least in my opinion, will blossom into a quarterback that is talked about right after Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and honestly, that might be it. I have a lot of faith in Lawrence. I hope the organization doesn't screw him up. But if you put Kenny Pickett in that same category, in that same class, I love what I'm hearing. Because Pickett, we see the accuracy that has continued to be just pinpoint on display, whether it be at camp this year, whether it be what we've heard from reports of just how he was working out, what Tony Rasioppi has said, his quarterback coach, his personal coach, and what we've seen from him in the preseason, throwing dimes to George Pickens, darts to Deontay Johnson, right there, right where you'd want it. And it's perfect for Pickett to be able to develop into somebody in a second year. And again, breakouts happen in the second year. It's not just something that is stated and kind of happens, and that's the hope for quarterbacks. That jump is usually there. Jalen Hurts' second year as a starter was there last year. I think the Steelers can be like the Eagles of last season. Now, I don't know about making the Super Bowl, but two elite wide receivers, Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, is going to be elite. Whether you like Deontay Johnson or not, he's not going to catch zero touchdowns this year. He's making $18 million for a reason. Please don't drop the ball and move and run backwards. But he is still an explosive route runner. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. Steelers can have 2,000-yard receivers with him and Pickens this year. A serviceable tight end, Dallas Goedert, Pat Freiermuth. A running game with a couple of different backs, Kenneth Gainwell, Miles Sanders, Najee Harris, Jalen Warren. A strong defense that begins up front. They spent so much young draft capital on Keanu Benton and DeMarvin Leal. They paid Larry Ogunjobi. Cam Hayward's an all-pro type of player. And a good pass rush. Hassan Reddick, some of the other guys that Philadelphia has. Yeah, you have T.J. Watt, the defensive player of the year from a couple of years ago. Alex Highsmith just got $17 million a year. Nick Herbig potentially looks like another draft steal. And a secondary that is a little suspect. I think the Steelers' secondary is better than Philadelphia. Micah Fitzpatrick's an all-pro. Patrick Peterson will be in the Hall of Fame at one point. And Joey Porter Jr. It's a young player with upside. Plus, I like Keanu Neal and DeMonte Casey. I like Casey better than Neal. But they got some solid players in the back end as well. This Steeler team can make jumps, can make strides, and it begins with Kenneth Pickett. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. College football this Saturday. It's officially underway. The NFL next weekend. I'm Austin Bechtold. So excited for it right here on 93.7 The Fan. The pre-show is next.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.